place.
Seven after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program and a focus on medicine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, which is just an idyllic. It's sort of like a little storybook town, Ken. Mount Dora is like you'd expect a Ken Barbie.
Expect it in Florida. It's that white picket fence in New England that suddenly hits you in Florida. It actually has some elevation to it. All of Florida is not flat.
No, it's not all oranges either. A lot of very interesting things. It's a neat little town. I like it. Always like visiting with you. Dr. Ken is here, and you can visit with him at 888-553-7536. Most of you who follow this program with regularity know what Dr. Ken is all about. We introduce every once in a while another doctor into the mix, and thus the appearance, I guess is the best way of putting it today, Ken, of Dr. Fred Grover, who is an anti-aging and wellness-oriented primary care specialist who functions in Denver. And I guess, Fred, upon your visiting with us, you have been here before. I think it was last year at some point in time we had you to discuss some of these same sorts of things. And at that time, I didn't realize, because I hadn't actually consulted with you, I have since then, that your whole family is sort of like a Denver medical legend, in fact. You come from a very highly touted medical family, do you not?
Right, right. My father's a very humble but world-famous heart surgeon and has been president of the American Society of Thoracic Surgeons and been a big leader in terms of doing research on coronary artery bypass, developing a database that looks at outcomes in bypass surgery and looks at outcomes in coronary stenting and other cardiovascular procedures, and has really helped open people's eyes to what works and what doesn't work in cardiovascular surgery.
He and Ken could be fast friends, it sounds like.
My patients have probably benefited from Fred's death.
Yeah. So then you went into integrative medicine, which is not at all what your dad did, I guess, is sort of traditional, and what you are doing is considered by many of the old school thinkers not to be traditional, although Ken, I think, puts a lot of the two worlds together. You have established a very large practice there based on, well, I should ask you to best describe the way you help patients.
Yeah, well, my interest in primary care came from sitting around the dinner table every night and hearing about guys and gals are getting their chest cracked for bypass surgery because they've been smoking and eating poorly, some that, you know, unfortunately had some genetic predisposition, but many of which could have easily prevented it. And after hearing that for years and years, it kind of had its effect on me. I said, hey, I got to do something in terms of primary prevention and hopefully some secondary prevention to keep people from having to undergo the blade or the stent and keep them, you know, healthy and out of the hospital there. So I decided to go into family medicine, got board certified in family medicine. Was very happy doing family medicine for a few years, but then decided there's a lot to do, a lot of benefit that I can offer my patients in terms of bringing in complementary or integrative medicine therapies, particularly in the cardiovascular realm, but also in mind-body wellness, and decided to get board certified in what we call integrative medicine. I did the ABIHM certification and fellowship, and then I went on to do the A4M anti-aging board certification to give me a little bit more expertise in hormone replacement and other integrative medicine therapy. So I've kind of wrapped together my family medicine training, my American Board of Integrative Holistic Health, and then the anti-aging medicine.
Fred, I'm curious. As a patient, you come to the primary care doctor. You know, I'm a big advocate of everybody having a primary care doctor. And If I go to you as a patient, how is my experience different than if I go to a primary care doctor who is just traditionally trained?
Well, I cast a much bigger net. So instead of, for example, somebody coming in with high blood pressure and me just saying, okay, you've got essential hypertension. I'm going to put you on a, you know, one of the first lines like Lisinopril. See me back in a week or two for a blood pressure recheck, and that whole visit takes all of maybe 5 or 10 minutes. My minimal visit is 30 minutes. I really look at their lifestyle, their diet, spirituality. That's playing a role in terms of what's going on in their life and elevating their blood pressure. And then I'll look at, of course, pharmacotherapy, the typical Western medications to treat the high blood pressure. But I may also say, let's look at some other natural things like coenzyme Q10, like L-arginine, meditation, maybe even acupuncture, which has been shown to help lower blood pressure a little bit, and really put together a game plan that is both Western medicine but may also encompass some Eastern medicine recommendations, even some Eastern European recommendations, and then some nutraceutical recommendations such as CoQ10, as we know, that works on the mitochondrial level, that at high doses may help with blood pressure as well as many other things. So putting out many things that are broad and not just so narrowly focused on the drug-based therapy is my approach.
You said your minimal visit time is 30 minutes. Is that for initial as well as follow-up visits?
My initials are all an hour, and then my follow-ups are 30 minutes or more. And if they've got multiple issues, I typically have them scheduled for a full hour.
Do you have a concierge practice?
I have what I call a hybrid concierge practice. So,
what does it mean, concierge practice? What does that mean?
Concierge means that patients pay an annual fee. Now, in my particular practice, I thought, no, I can't make every patient pay an annual fee. I want to make it an option for them. So if they want kind of the great communication with me where they can call me on my cell phone and I actually see them on a quarterly basis just for wellness follow-up, then they pay $1,500 a year for an annual fee. If they decide, you know, if I'm a really healthy guy or I don't have that much money and I just want to see on an as-needed basis, then they can just pay me for the individual visit. And then that way I'm not closing the door for many of the people that would otherwise see me. And, you know, they could see me for a one-time consultation, or if they want the really full comprehensive wellness program that I offer, then I...
So how does insurance like you? How do you function in the world of...
How do you afford to do this?
It's interesting. I thought when I made the transition a few years ago, I thought I'm just going to kill my practice off. And I'd say my practice dropped from, you know, a couple thousand down to about a thousand. I lost about half of them. But then many of them have come back after experiencing Kaiser or experiencing other high-volume practices and realizing that, you know, we really love the personalized and integrative care that we got with Fred. So they're willing to pay the money to come and see me. And I use an electronic medical record, so it's really easy for me to print up the coded super bill at the end. They can take that, and then they can submit it to insurance on their own. And I'm out of network now. I've signed off of all the plans, and I'm opted out of Medicare. So they can go in and usually get about 70% of what they typically get paid for a visit.
Is this the future of medicine, Ken and Fred? We have Dr. Fred Grover with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. We're talking, there are a couple of specific reasons that Fred was invited to come on, but this is a great way, of Ken, for people to understand how the system works and how there are two different systems, in fact.
Yeah, right? It's a hugely growing area of medicine in terms of the practice model, and I'm also in what we call a micro-practice model. And the micro-practice is just more of a lower overhead model. So instead of having a nurse, an MA, an office manager, and all this billing personnel, et cetera, it's pretty much me and an off-site receptionist. I do all my own vital signs, the EKG in the office, the injections, you know, vital signs, you name it. So I've been able to cut my overhead down by, you know, a good 40% or so, which has allowed me to spend more time with my patients and financially do as well, if not better, when I was, you know, doing insurance and, you know, enjoying the quality of life that I think physicians used to enjoy back in the old days, but now are.
So what happens if somebody calls you and they can't afford to pay you? What do you say to people who don't have any insurance, they don't have any money, but they need your help?
Oftentimes I'll I'll still see them, and I'll do a very discounted rate. So I see a lot of students that come to see me. I'll see some elderly that are on Medicare, and they want to see me, but they know that I don't take their insurance and they can't submit to Medicare because I'm not participating. So I will radically discount my individual or a la carte visit rate for them.
So is this, I would ask both of you, is this in part the future of medicine brought about by government? I will tell you, I know enough about Fred and Ken to know they feel exactly the same about government involvement in health care. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Yeah, the government is not going to support this model. I, like Fred, like to spend time with the patients, but I'm challenged in how you pay the overhead when you spend all this extra time. And one option is to go into this concierge model, but the issue there then is that it's an option for those who can afford it, but for those who can't, it then becomes a real, in the practical world, a real challenge, especially when those who you're charging extra here, that you're doing it for others and you're not, and then it becomes a huge challenge for some of my colleagues who have tried this model. Certainly the folks who are in Washington right now are actively trying to eliminate this model. There are people who are actually trying to legislate this model out of existence. And we should have options. And you know, one-size-fits-all medicine shouldn't be there. And I'm sure that Fred should be allowed to continue to percolate. He sounds like he's doing wonderful.
Wait a minute. That's something new. I haven't heard this before. The government is trying to legislate out people like Fred and put them out of business?
Absolutely.
Good God. I mean, what the hell is...
It wouldn't surprise me. And the other thing that's dying off are the solo practitioners out there, and I'm one of those guys. And
exactly.
And they're developing what they call the patient-centered medical home, which is a great model, but they don't recognize that solo docs can have their own medical home as well and actually have a better medical home in my mind, because we're able to know our patients much better than, say, a group of 10 docs that are just passing the baton as they go off. And leave things to their colleagues.
Everybody, there's no need. You see the fight against people like you who are the primary physician. They want to have you talk to specialists. So the guy comes in, you walk into his office, and say, I need a referral to go to this doctor. And he just says, okay, here's the referral, and you leave. What kind of medicine is that?
Well, that's often generated by the insurer. It's medicine by executives who run health insurance.
Unbelievable. All right.
It ends up costing a lot more because you end up going to a specialist who, you know, may be needed in many cases. But, for example, a dermatologist referral, whereas most of the time I can go ahead and I can do an excision of a melanoma or even a basal cell cancer. But you send them to a dermatologist and they may say, okay, well, this is a relatively easy excision, but I'm going to go ahead and do a Mohs procedure. And Mohs procedure may not necessarily be needed, but, you know, instead of it costing $100 to do an excision, it ends up costing $3,000.
Yeah. Well, you see the same thing. You turn around the insurance stuff, and if you have insurance, you pay one, and if you're paying cash, you pay something else. It's crazy. All right, well, pause here for a moment. You may join the conversation at 888-55-DRKEN, 888-553-7536. Fred Grover is an MD, as you can tell by listening to him, has a different approach. You might want to check out his website, which is revolutionarymd.com, revolutionarymd.com. One of the reasons I invited Fred to talk with Ken is because of this study that came out this week about what has been described as heart-healthy omega-3s perhaps not being healthy for your prostate. This is something that really blew my mind, given the fact, well, I'll tell the story in just a matter of moments. Your attention is probably a good thing. 21 after on Good Day Weekend.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bleg.
It's 23 minutes after the hour of the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen with eminent cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Ken, how do you like it when I call you eminent?
And make my head explode.
Your eminence. All right, and he wasn't even connected to the wedding this week either. Ken Kronhaus, 888-5...
He let me out.
Yeah, 888-553-7536. And also joining us is another eminent doctor, a physician from Denver. And you have a lineal... connection to importance with your father and the things he's accomplished in the heart and cardio area, and now your anti-aging practice, revolutionary MD, Dr. Fred Grover. And this study this week is interesting because I hadn't talked about it, and Bob called from Florida with a question that basically gets to the heart of one of the reasons I wanted to have Fred here. And that is this study about omega-3. So, Bob, why don't you say hi to both of the doctors and ask your question.
Hi, Doc.
Hi, Bob.
This is Bob. I heard Dr. Ken a week or so ago announce this study, and I'm taking 9 grams of omega of fish oil. And I'm concerned in what kind of test can my doctor do to see if it's affecting, you know, it's falling into this category.
All right, well, let's get to the bottom. Ken, why don't you explain from the American Journal of Epidemiology the question that was raised that you put on the air earlier in the week on Good Day about omega-3s and their connection to prostate problems.
This is an example, and I'm really eager and glad that Fred's here to get his input on this, but I have been a student of the history of medicine, and so often what we expect to happen unpredictably occurs, and the body is just so unpredictable. In this study, it was done at a very good place called the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, Washington. This is a very eminent place where a lot of good studies come out of, and I believe the research that comes out of that institution. What they discovered, published in the American Journal of Epidemiology this week, is that high levels of heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids in the blood actually may be associated with an increased risk for developing aggressive prostate cancer, while elevated levels of the unhealthy trans fatty acids may actually lower the risk. And you've heard us talk about the heart. It's just the opposite. These trans fatty acids, which supposedly increase inflammation, lead to plaquing, and then you have to get to Fred's dad and do something there as an end-stage issue. And then these omega-3s, which are supposed to be promoting the anti-inflammatory effect to control excess inflammation in the body. They seem to help in the circulation to the heart, but they seem to make the prostate worse. And this is the yin-yang of medicine. It's often why I'm uneasy about, without good evidence, self-medicating myself, and also advocate moderation in whatever you do.
All right. So, Fred, you've read this study as well. It goes deeper in that there are, you know, this is very interesting. It was early on when we started with the fish oil discussion, however many years ago it was, okay, do we want omega-3s? Do you want omega-6s? Do you want omega-9s? And now it's boiled down even more than that because there are what referred to as EPA fish oils and DHA fish oils. And how all, I mean, you can go bananas with all of this stuff, but those of us who have need for fish oil in our system and who don't want to have problems with our prostate are scratching our head wondering, okay, guys, what do we do now? And so maybe we need a little further definition, a clarification of omega-3s and 6s from either or both of you, and then is there a difference between them, and is it outlined in the research, the difference between the EPA and the DHA? Fred, I'd ask you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I think, first of all, the study was definitely at a great institution and had a lot of power in terms of its p-value and whatnot. One thing to note is it wasn't looking at whether or not patients were supplementing with the omega DHA or the omega EPA type. They were just looking at serum levels. So we don't know if they were getting the fish oil from actual food sources or if it was from gel caps or triglyceride form versus ester forms. There's a lot of questions out there in terms of that. We also know that this is only one study, and there's multiple studies out there that have shown either no effect of omegas on the prostate or potential benefit there.
So what the heck is Bob supposed to do? Bob wants to know. First of all, Bob, the answer to your question is make sure you get a digital rectal exam. This is Dr. Doug, who practices without a license. Digital rectal exam, and make sure your PSA numbers are pretty consistent. Wouldn't you both, Ken and...
Bob, you need to know more about Bob because one-size-fits-all medicine you can't deal with. And everything is risk and benefit. Anything you put in your mouth has a little bit of poison in it. And you need to know the risk of taking it versus the risk of not taking it. And that's going to be determined by his specific situation. 9 grams of fish oil a day. How come you're taking so much?
Well, I was taking a certain amount and it increased. I noticed that my cognitive and memory was better. I went from 9 to 6 because there was a concern maybe I was taking too much. And my functions went down, and then I added the other ones and took the 9.
Are you doing this on your own?
No, I'm under the VA.
But a doctor at the VA has recommended this much fish oil?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. All right, we'll talk about degrees as to numbers and how much you ought to take. Pretty interesting stuff. Dr. Fred Grover, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Reach Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536, half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the weekend.
Now 33 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program on the air. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at your service at 888-553-7536. We're discussing a study done and published the American Journal of Epidemiology about omega-3s and the connection to the prostate. Fred Grover, who's a doctor in Denver who practices anti-aging and integrative medicine, has a primary care office and spends a lot of time with his. He and Ken, this is why I like the two of them, because they're sort of bucking the trend, and this is what you need. You need to search out people like Ken and Fred who have the time, take the time. It may, you know, not be that everybody can afford to do it on his or her own, but this is by far the best model, and it just shows you how completely stupid the system is that we are, that some have embraced by voting the way that you voted, and I'm being very direct about this. The vote that you cast to put people into political office for because they want to give you what they think is, or what they will tell you is, good health care is as bogus as the day is long. And I don't want to get into necessarily a political conversation. I don't want to, but you listen to these two gentlemen talk about how they practice medicine, and it's the antithesis of what is in this health care plan and the government getting involved in your life. And the fact that they want to legislate Grover and his type out of business is the most despicable political conniving that one could. I mean, my blood pressure goes up. As soon as I heard Ken say that, I went into another place, and not a good place. And it's the kind of stuff that people don't know. You're not involved enough. You just know when you go to the doctor, he says, sorry, can't do that. And you say, what do you mean? I need it in order to live. Well, it's too bad because it's not going to get paid for. That's what you got with this crud that they're trying to pass off as health care for whatever their reasons. Who cares what their motivation is? The bottom line is it's bad for you. And if you listen to Fred and Ken enough, you understand all of that. Okay, so enough of that. Let me, I guess we go on that for the rest of the half hour. We don't get to help people. So we were defining with Fred and Ken the differences between the various omega oils. And so, Fred, would you pick up where we were there, because there are as many brands as there are days in the year. And so one wonders about fish oil. Fish oil isn't all fish oil the same is the question that people ask, and the answer is?
Yes, there's quite a variety of fish oils out there, and the most common types that we see out there is a combination of DHA and EPA, and I think there's about probably 10 to 15 different types of omega-3s, and then, of course, we've got omega-6s, but omega-3s are the ones that have been touted to help and have been proven to help, particularly with cardiovascular disease, reduction of heart attacks, particularly in terms of secondary prevention. So somebody that's had a heart attack and is on an omega-3 definitely shows a reduction in terms of recurrent heart attacks, definitely lubes up the vessels, helps prevent some of those clots that may occur in the coronary. So there's huge benefits cardiovascularly. Now, the challenge is, do I buy a DHA omega-3 supplement that is primarily DHA? Do I buy one that is primarily EPA?
Explain what the difference is between the two.
DHA is one that is felt to be more focused on brain health. And if you look at some of the baby formulas that are out there, you'll oftentimes see that it says Similac with DHA, which means that they've actually put in some extra fish oil that is DHA enriched to help with the baby's brain growth. We always get that transferred from mother's breast milk naturally as well, but the formula companies have decided that DHA is the most important of the omegas in terms of brain growth. And I've used DHA and some of my patients within our brain health program to help them if they're having cognitive difficulties over EPA.
So do we know whether DHA or EPA may affect the prostate?
It was DHA in this study.
It was.
Right. So DHA is the problem child in the study and very concerning to me. And I think, as Dr. Cannon mentioned, there's definitely a yin-yang effect here. And I think the take-home message that I'm getting is we don't want to use the fish oil that is probably DHA dominant for now until we get more studies out there. This is only one study, so we can't really raise a big raise.
All right, so but let me let's get to Bob's question from before, mm-hmm. and there are a couple of other people who want to ask both of you questions about this, but I will bring it around to an extraordinarily personal connection, which last week on this program and in other circumstances on my Monday through Friday program, I've discussed. I was arguing with myself whether I wanted to be, excuse me, as open about this as I am, but I decided that the information that I've gotten from all of the various sources who care about me and want me to live to be a ripe old age have given me a lot of hope as a result of a test that was done at a facility in Denver. That's where I met Fred. You've heard all of me, all of you have heard me talk about Seriscan and how their brain imaging works to have really an understanding of what is in the brain and what's going on functionally in the brain. Would you say, Fred, that's the way of describing what the Seriscan study shows?
Correct. It shows blood flow to the brain, particularly the microvascular, the very small blood vessel flow to different regions of the brain, and determines if we're getting adequate function to that part of the brain and if there's been a stroke, if there's been any vascular disease over the year that may contribute to decreased blood flow to the peripheral parts of the brains or to various sections of the brain. So it's a great functional scan, whereas if we look at an MRI or a CT, it's strictly anatomic. Mm-hmm. So this is looking at more of the blood flow.
So both Fred and Ken was on the phone with me when the evaluation was done as a result of the brain, the scan, the Seriscan. And then Fred subsequently has talked with the people there and has gone over the study specifically. And you could look at that and think, okay, it's time for me to hold my nose and jump into a lake. Or you could, as both Fred and Ken have suggested, look at it and say, okay, here's an opportunity to take the information, which basically suggests that in a number of years, the brain evaluation suggests that there are things in my brain there now, or not there now, that would lead me to have a, what is it called, something dementia. It's a form of dementia that develops, pre-early onset dementia that would happen in X number of years. Is that basically what it's called?
Frontotemporal dementia.
Frontotemporal, correct.
Okay. Yeah. So, and in doing that exam and understanding what's going on there, now, Ken, is looking to broaden his horizons to understand where the experts are. Fred has been studying this and says there is supplemental and nutritional evidence that shows that if you do the right things, that you can forestall it, maybe not get as bad a dosage, but whatever it is, but there are ways of mitigating it that are really quite hopeful. And I based my whole life on overcoming things that were thrown in front of me, so this is just another obstacle to doing what I want to do, and I overcome it. And then this study comes out this week that suggests if I take as much of this stuff as might be good for my brain, I could be screwing myself literally with the prostate problem. So that's why, and all these people who are on the line, Todd and Bob and Tim, who have questions about this, men need to, you know, this is like back to what Ken says, the yin and the yang of it. And I'm as involved in this conversation as I am because it's obviously me. But there are millions of others, men especially, who are having this problem. If you're a woman and you have early onset or whatever it is, dementia that may show up down the road with you, you don't have to worry about your prostate because you don't have one. So what do men do? That's really the question here, Fred and Ken. What do men do if they want to be aggressive in trying to fight off, if they know if their family history has dementia or some other elements like that, or they've, you know, they damaged themselves for some reason? Bob felt this was important for him to do. So how in the world does one counter the study or the information, omega-3s, DHA, very good for your brain, very bad for your prostate?
Doug, you need to take this question that you're asking on a case-by-case basis because you're balancing risk of various issues. And should we talk a little more about you?
Please.
Your prostate, as you mentioned, your PSA, the velocity has been increasing. It's gone up a bit from the previous measurement.
Right.
And that was one of the areas that I was trying to suggest that we collect a little bit more information. So before aggressively taking more fish oil than I'm comfortable with for the brain, we need to get a better evaluation of what's going on in your prostate, because we still don't know why, if there is a reason, that your PSA has gone away from that very nice, steady, low level.
Yeah, Fred, I think I told you that, or you may have seen it. I've had traditionally 0.4, 0.5, 0.6 in my PSA evaluation, the blood evaluation, until this year, and a blood test that I had done early in January suggested that it was, I think it was up to 2, wasn't it? Was it 2, Ken? Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I just wanted to repeat it again just to make sure that we didn't have a lab error.
Right.
I would also do a free PSA, which really gives you a lot more information and sensitivity to that test.
Mm-hmm.
The velocity is concerning, but the total PSA is not real concerning. But, yeah, anytime you see a doubling,
it goes up. Right.
Yeah, you know, 25 to 50%, that's definitely something to keep an eye on. But sometimes just simple inflammation of the prostate gland can cause a transient bump, prostatitis, of course. Sometimes some inflammation in the body as it relates to stress or diet can also contribute to elevations in PSA. So definitely I would repeat it. I typically would repeat a PSA in 2 to 3 months if I saw a bump like that,
mm-hmm.
and then continue to monitor it closely, probably on a quarterly basis. And then if it went up, again, I'd say you're going to the urologist and we're going to do an ultrasound and possible biopsy if they recommend that.
Here's Todd, who is also in Ken's area of Florida, with a question following up on what we've been talking about. Todd, you're on with Dr. Ken and Fred Grover.
Good morning, fellas. Thank you. My question came about as a result of listening to your conversation about fish oil and so forth. I take that, but I'm also wondering if there's anything that can help naturally boost one's testosterone level. I'm 52 years old.
As opposed to, we're talking about Viagra or something like that?
Not for sexual reasons, just, you know, I work out and so forth, and I've noticed that over the last couple of years, you know, my tone has gone down, even though I work out as hard as I always have. And just wondering, you know, I've heard on the television and so forth about low T, so I was wondering if there's any natural way to build your testosterone.
I can take that if you'd like.
Sure.
I work with this issue quite a bit in my practice, and the best natural thing to do is to keep your body mass index down less than 25. So keeping yourself thin is number one, and regular exercise and your lean muscle mass being the best it can be. Zinc is one of the things I utilize that can help with testosterone production. I will check a DHEAS blood test. This is a little bit controversial, but if that particular adrenal hormone is low, it's a precursor to the formation of testosterone, and I will do some low-dose supplementation, typically starting at about 25 to 50 milligrams.
Let me interrupt for a second.
Yeah.
Aren't there concerns about DHEA, and that, is this another one of those things that's good for this but bad for that?
It can be bad for the prostate. So before I put anybody on DHEA, I have to make sure their PSA is normal. Before I put somebody on testosterone, I want to make sure their PSA is normal. Just like if we're putting a gal on estrogen replacement, we want to make darn sure that they've had a mammography and no history of breast cancer and everything is good in terms of their breast exam there. So I think that DHEA actually can bump testosterone significantly. I've seen it within my patient population. I've seen the research in it, but you have to use it safely. You don't want to just go to GNC and buy it without getting the test done to see if you're truly low. So
see, that's the business that Ken says, Todd, about self-medication. You got to know what's going on in your body. You got to talk. You got to find somebody like Ken or like Fred and have them be honest with you and not run you through like you were something on an assembly line. That's like it or not, you really need to know a lot more about your body than I think you know. Would you agree with that, Ken and
Fred? Yes, Doug, and if I may just add to Fred's good advice, there are also dietary things you can do, Todd. Just as Fred was mentioning about the zinc, broccoli and green vegetables do a similar effect on the body that the zinc does. And also some other foods, nuts, olive oil, and garlic can help here also.
Yeah. Great suggestions. And lean proteins are huge there, too.
Right.
Now, there's some talk about tribulus working, or the horny goat weed, as they call it. It has very mixed results. Some patients will try it, some won't. I can't really recommend for or against tribulus. But
right,
I think the most important thing is, of course, diet, exercise, keeping yourself as thin as possible, lean proteins, veggies, zinc, and with physician evaluation considering DHEA, but recognizing that there's a potential risk for causing some prostate inflammation. And, if you've got underlying prostate cancer, it could definitely make it flare. So.
Not a good idea. All right, Todd, there you go. Dr. Ken and Fred continue. It's 51 minutes past the hour.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Both from Atlanta writes, how do you deal with difficult people?
Well, I usually offer a helpful piece of advice. Like, did you know that Geico offers discounts just for being a good driver? And they're like, wow, you want to help me save money on my car insurance even though I'm pestering you? And I say, yeah, that's just the sort of bloke I am.
That's cool. So what do you say when people are really nice to you then?
Pretty much the same thing.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Whether bringing home a newborn or chasing a toddler down the hall, moms need a simple solution to ease the stress of a busy household routine. With laundry piling up, dishes in the sink, and squeezing craft time in with the kids, look for products that can help you do it all. Lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
Moms with young kids like myself know that chores can stack up, but there are household products like Arm & Hammer baking soda that offer resourceful solutions. For about $1 a box, one box can freshen laundry and baby's toys, can clean up tabletops after meals or arts and crafts, and even remove marks from walls without harsh chemicals. And once the kids are tucked in bed, you can pamper yourself using baking soda for a gentle facial scrub. Oh, love that one. Or by adding half a cup of it to a bath for a relaxing soak.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
pure, natural, organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We guarantee.
All right, 53 past the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our medical expert on Good Day. And we were joined in this hour by Fred Grover, who's an MD in Denver. His website is revolutionarymd.com. He's a specialist in anti-aging care and wellness-oriented care and integrative medicine, as Ken is, putting the best of all worlds together. And we've had during this hour very far-reaching discussion for those of you who were fortunate enough to listen to the two of these fellows go back and forth. The real crux of our conversation this half hour has been this study suggesting that omega-3s are not good for your prostate, good for your brain, not good for your prostate. And we've sort of whittled it down to suggesting that if you're concerned about your brain health, as am I, you do EPA. You do EPA, not DHA. EPA is not the problem. DHA is when it comes to the prostate. And now questions about testing. The gentleman who I said quite bluntly, you need to go get your digital rectal exam. Is he worried about his prostate? That PSA blood test done. And Doug, then go ahead, Ken.
Doug, one of the important things in this study, as was pointed out by Fred, that they just after the fact measured serum levels of the DHA. They didn't upfront dose and compare various doses.
What does that mean?
I would imagine what they did was they just measured serum levels, and they looked at the people who had the highest serum levels of the DHA. And so I would imagine that the vast majority of people, the heart patients, are on a gram or two. These would probably not be the people who were at the end of the curve who had all the prostate cancer.
Who would be then the people at the end of the curve?
The people like the last caller who were putting themselves on 6 grams or with the VA. And I'm curious because I see a lot of patients who are co-managed with the VA. I've never seen one. Maybe they have a study. I'd love to hear about it. If anybody's listening from the VA, I'd love to hear if there is, in fact, a study going on because I'm not aware of it.
So, Fred, the other question in terms of testosterone, which is also affected perhaps by all of this stuff, testing one's testosterone level, wouldn't that be done as a normal panel, part of the panel of blood work that you'd have done in connection with an annual physical?
It's rarely done, unfortunately, and I think men are kind of neglected in the realm of diagnosis of andropause unless they've come in and said my, you know, sex drive is completely tanked and I'm 65 years old and, you know, concerned about low T, then it's never going to be checked, and most are going to be sent out the door with a prescription for Viagra. And I found in my practice that I've identified quite a few guys, even in their 30s, that are low on their testosterone. It could be, you know, an issue with the pituitary gland. It could be an issue with failure of the testes producing it, trauma to the brain, all sorts of different factors that can affect testosterone levels. And NFL players in particular who have taken a lot of hits to the head from concussions can have damage to their pituitary gland, which can reduce the release of luteinizing hormone, LH, thus dropping their testosterone levels. So if you don't check it, you totally miss it. And I think, honestly, we should be checking T levels at least every few years in guys over the age of 40 and definitely in guys in their 30s if they've got symptoms of low libido and weight gain, particularly central abdominal obesity. And the two tests I recommend getting is a total as well as a free testosterone. The free testosterone is the unbound form and the most important one to check. The total is still an important one to look at. And then we also look at the estradiol, which is a downstream metabolite of testosterone is broken down in fat and other tissues. And if we have a high conversion of testosterone to estradiol, there's some things we can do to prevent that as well. But, yes, I think we should be checking it more. We think of women with perimenopause and menopause, and we treat them fairly regularly, although conservatively now after the Women's Health Initiative trial. But in men, it's kind of suck it up, and, you know, it's just part of life. But I've seen a lot of depression, anxiety, insomnia, midlife crises, everything erupt as a result of low T levels. And I think that 90% of docs out there are not checking it, and part of it is a lack of knowledge around it. The other part is it's a difficult condition to treat in terms of monitoring the prostate, keeping the hormone levels to an optimal range, monitoring estrogen levels because they can become elevated when you're on therapy.
Hopefully, and, if more studies are done about safety, I think the doctors will feel more comfortable measuring it and treating it. And that's, I think, one of the big issues is what will that do to the prostate? What will that do to the heart? And, you know, Fred's point is very well taken that we do not measure it enough. A lot of insurers don't even cover
that's
it.
That's the problem, the insurance stuff. All right. RevolutionaryMD.com is Fred Grover's website. Dr. Ken Show is Dr. Ken's website. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug at 59 past the hour. Thanks.